You are listening to the Social Media and Search Engine Podcast. To learn about getting your business found online, to grow your brand, and generate tons more revenue. Here now is inspired marketer, entrepreneur, and renowned author with Entrepreneur Magazine and Huffington Post, just to name a few. Let's give a big hand to the dude, the main man, the Viking, Jan Rognerud.
Hey everybody, this is Jan again with the weird SEO keyword research that really works. It's pretty amazing actually, because most of this stuff I'm going to show you today in this next segment is all about how to optimize your website with keyword search engines, with keywords that help you for your search engines. What a fantastic introduction. Let me continue that fantastic role by saying my name. I'm Jan Rognerud, and I'm the author of the exciting new book. And it's been out a few months. It's in the bookstores now. The Ultimate Guide to Optimizing Your Website with Entrepreneur Press. I've been written up online from Social Media Examiner, The Huffington Post, New York Times, Yahoo, Social Media Today, Duct Tape Marketing, Open with American Express, and otherwise you can search my name in Google. I have a search engine marketing firm in Los Angeles, chaosmap.com. You can check that out if you'd like, but this is not about me here. This is about this following question, and this is very common and very important, especially when you're dealing with search engines and SEO, search engine optimization, and of course Google being the primary search engine, you want to make sure you get found. So how do you get found? Well, more and more people understand that keywords is central, although that is changing. There's a more complex situation with keywords as Google has expanded their algorithm and how they actually go about searching, finding searchers, finding search information. How can I get a more complete picture of my market keywords? So in your universe, what does that keyword pool look like? And I'm specifically talking about US English here. There's a lot of opportunity in international space, but we're not going to go there. So we're going to put a big old orange X through the Google Keyword Planner tool. That's where most people go initially to find keywords for their SEO work. And while that is not a bad place to go, we're going to not go into that into great detail. We're going to touch on it briefly here today. There are some cool things, but this is all about weird SEO keyword research that really works. And before we dive in, let me just share with you this idea of the long tail search. And so you understand a little bit about the search space. This slide here shows us on the left side the highest volume search for a particular keyword. And this is what we call a head term, right? So coffee in this example is a head term. As we go down the sliding scale and out to the right, we see coffee beans. Right in the middle there, we see medium roast coffee beans. Can you see how the keywords are expanding here in length and specificity? We have vacuum pack coffee beans. We have medium roast coffee beans vacuum pack all the way over on the right. And the idea is the more you go to the right, the less competitive it typically is, the less traffic these keywords bring into you. But often if you have the right page developed, you'll have the highest conversion rates. I mean, if you ask anybody, would you like to be on the first page and number one for the term coffee? Yeah, fantastic, right? But what does that really mean? Because when we talk about keywords, we often talk in terms of transactional-based keywords, informational keywords, like how-tos, etc. Transactional, by the way, being e-commerce related, and money and wallet out type of activities. And of course, navigational, where you really go in and just type the URL directly, like eBay, Microsoft, and JanRognerud.com. Once you understand how this works, you can think about your keyword universe not just from traffic perspective, but from a traffic and conversion perspective, and the ease at which you can get ranked and positioned in that. So we're going to go through the weird SEO keyword research that really works, as I said. The first one here is going to be related search, and I'm going to flip this up live here. Typically, when you go live, things start breaking, but right now it's looking good. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to just expand this this a little bit, but we now are looking at the page where I typed in simply debt management into Google. And we see the paid ads over on the top and the right, and we see the organic in the middle. And so what we're doing here is I'm going to flip to this screen because we're going to use this first one here, debtadvice.org, as the first one that came in. We're going to copy that because I have another tip for you coming up here in a second. But the related search is something that you may not have known, but it's down here at the bottom. See? Search is related to debt management, how to get out of debt, nonprofit debt management, Sue Zorman, debt management programs, debt management plan, consolidation, settlement, definition. All these are related terms, right? They're not going to necessarily show up in the tools that you use. These are really fantastic words to implement as pages or terms that you can add to your pages. So that's the first one, related search. How do you like them apples, right? The next one here is A through Z search, as I call it. And you can go to a tool which is free called ubersuggest.org. That's ubersuggest.org. ubersuggest.org. It's a free tool. And simply I typed in debt management here. And what it does is it goes ahead and it mines data from various sources. But it also has the ability to go through and A through Z search it. So here we see debt management and collection systems, debt management app, agencies, articles. Here we go, debt management B, debt management blog, debt management business, books, budget planner, etc. And we go C, D, E, F. I'm going through very fast all the way down through V, X, Y, and Z. Debt management New Zealand, debt management office Zimbabwe. Well, clearly, the ability for you to track all this is awesome, but now you need to think about how you actually use this, right? The idea with these keyword tactics that I'm sharing with you now is to expose and bring out all the opportunities within your universe so that you can start to, you know, include or exclude the things that you need. And in future videos, we're going to talk more about how we actually do these things. So that's the A through Z search. The scan search is very interesting because we actually now are going to Google, and if you remember, we're going to go and use that first debt management plan that we saw in the Google results in organic, and we're going to go into the Google AdWords tool. Remember I said not many people or most people go there. We're not going to use it much today, but there is a cool feature here that is search for new keyword and ad group ideas section and paste that URL into your landing page. And again, I'm just picking the first one here off the list. You can go through and do this multiple times for other areas, as you'll see here in a second. But all I really need to do now is let Google scan that particular page, not the entire domain, but that specific page that came up for debt management. And it's going to try and sort and group this for AdWords, but we really just want to look at keyword ideas right now. And you're going to get a sense for searches and trends and cost and things like that. Basically, now you see an expanded universe for that particular page, and you're actually able to save this out to Excel, which is a very common practice in this keyword research phase and in SEO. Excel is the power tool of choice. Now you can simply, for each one that you pull, extract it and build it into Excel. In Excel, you can also remove duplicates, etc., and organize yourself. We're not going to get into that here on this video as well, but notice how we pulled out very specific terms for that particular site. Very, very cool. That's what I call the scan search. And again, this is opening up your thoughts about what you can do for your universe by showing you some of these strategies. And it's not very often used, right? Search is the next one here. This is number four, actually, in the list. This is where we actually use search engines. And I'm not going to show you any examples of this, but for debt management, which is the term we're using right now, we went to Google. You want to do the same for Yahoo. You want to do the same for Bing and use the search engines to search and use those in turn to actually add to your pool of keywords and understand really the market and the space that you're living in here or that you're working in. The next one is answer engines, and answer engines are very, very cool. That would be things like Answers.com, Quora.com, or Yahoo Answers. And here I picked the debt management, just already pre-planned for you here in Answers.com. Here, look at this. First, we have a description, but look at this. How to pick a debt management company. How does debt management plan work? Is debt management a good idea? What is debt management plan responsibilities? And here are some answers already that they are looking for to be answered. That could be you. Same for Quora and some of these other ones. A fantastic place to get ideas for keywords, but also to actually contribute to the community by your expertise and see what people are asking about so that you might be just simply able to build out some content around it. Great for planning out your blog postings and article postings and things like that. Next one here is your own website. And I'm going to take you straight to Google Analytics right now. You're looking at the page that talks about behavior. Google pulled the keyword data in Analytics. You'll still see it in some results, but it's very incomplete and it's not dependable. So what you do is you now go into your own website and you look in your Analytics, and if you're using Google Analytics, go to the site content area and pages report and show how frequently each page on your site was viewed. So if you're seeing, hey, I have a number of pages here I've viewed, well, there's going to be likely the 80-20 rule. There's going to be 20% of those pages that produce 80% of the results, but there's going to be a lot of pages there that are not on the first page of Google. You're going to see that the views are lower than you'd like. Go into Google, take a look at where they're listed. You might find yourself on page 2 and 3. Well, what are some of those things you could be doing by adding keywords or tuning the pages to actually lift them up? There's a huge opportunity here just waiting for you to embrace. So look at your own website, look at how your keywords are used. And again, we're not going to break down all the on-page factors, and we know that there's more than just on-page factors that make these pages rank, but that's a hell of an opportunity you're sitting on, and you own the data and you know your world very well. So competitive research here, and we're almost coming up to the close here, but again, I'm going to go back into debt management here in Google. We're looking at that, and this time, however, I'm going to look at the paid areas, and I'm going to pull the pages from the paid ads. Now, these paid ads typically have a domain listed, but then the actual page themselves is going to be listed internally to it. So you might have to click on the ad, or you can just scrape this and pull it out. But basically the same thing now. You go back in and go and scrape these by letting Google pull the keywords. Just remember, like we did before where we did the scan search, you can do that with your competitive search as well. Now, competitive search also gets into a little bit of, you know, how are these companies positioning themselves? What does the content look like? What are the, you know, pain points that they're positioning and trying to solve? That gets into copy and conversion strategies, so we're not going to cover that today, but it's a good idea to take a look at that and see what they're doing and what you're not doing. And the final one here is paid tools. Now, we're not going to get into this today. There's some fantastic paid tools out there that you can use that automates a lot of this. I'm going to show you one in a second here, but there's other online tools as well, and I have some up and coming videos and webinars on this that will allow you to take a look at some very cool and easy strategies that you can use by paid tools. So we're going to cover that later, but I just wanted to show you one here real quick. It's a desktop version that I have here, and if you want more information on this, just shoot me a note. But I'm just going to type in paid management. I'm going to run it through the C keyword, and it's going to pull a lot of the related terms here and the type ahead values from Google. And then, of course, I can just simply click YouTube, Bing, and Amazon. These are other strategies that I now have added to it. And we went from about 11 or 12 keywords up to 51 keywords. I can then go ahead and clean these up, and I'm up to 34. And you can see that there's some very strategic and valuable keywords here. And that's just one of those things that you can add to your power tool base by paying for them. So Other than that, I hope this has been useful. I'm going to, as I said, have a future videos talking about how to implement all of this stuff. If you want to get to position one, we know that keywords are important and that you use those on the pages properly. But there's also the idea of link strength or page strength and trust scores and domain ages and page rank and backlinks and all that. That gets more advanced, but I just wanted today to cover really quick the keyword opportunities that you have from the related search, the AC search, the scan search, the search, the answer engines, your website, competitive search, the paid tools, as I covered briefly. And really, if you need help with research on all of this stuff, you can certainly hire my team at chaosmap.com. We do focus a lot on planning. Certainly want to build out execution, getting the plans built out. And of course, analytics is central to all of the work that we do and that you should do. And optimizing is a continual effort. So if you want to do that, go ahead. But man, this is just awesome. Once again, I'd love you to feed me back here. Feedback from you is awesome. Subscribe to the video channel. If you want to get more new episodes, free podcasts and workshops are coming up, and book updates, you can certainly pick up my new book as well. Just go to Amazon, type in my name and www.jonrognerud.com. That is the website, /blog, if you want to look at all the details there. So subscribe today, be empowered, get inspired. If you want to create your future, you can change by doing it right now. Just apply it today. That is exactly what you need to do. I'll see you in a future video. This is Jan. Take it easy and be good. Later.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Social Media and Search Engine Podcast with your host, Jan Rugnerud.